Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
On here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 72 degrees. Once again, you've landed here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340. Those who are listening on the free WRHI app, as well as on WRHI.com. And on the TV side, if you're watching us on CN2, good morning to you on that platform, as well as the other major social media channels. Simply search us, look for WRHI and or CN2.
We are excited to bring in today, if you've driven downtown at all in the past, I guess, week and a half, 2 weeks, you will see that there is a new mural that is going up at what the Women's Art Initiative is calling the Corner Oasis. And this is phase two. And so we are excited this morning to bring in Caroline Rust, who is the Art Selection Committee Chair for the Women's Art Initiative, as well as the project manager for the Corner Oasis, as well as the two artists. And I'm going to try to get this correct. Milan Den. All right. And Michelle Bunny Gregory. So welcome. And they are known as the Mural Ninjas. Mm-hmm. All right. And so we're excited to have them here. But first, Caroline, if you'll start us off, tell us a little bit about Women's Art Initiative and what we are trying to do here in Rock Hill.
Sure. Thanks, Ashley. Yes, the Women's Art Initiative is a nonprofit in Rock Hill. We've been in existence since about 2015. And we support public art in Rock Hill. We are made up of a board of women members, and then we have members that give donations and support our cause and help us to advocate for public art.
And if you would, go ahead and tell us where Corner Oasis, if people aren't familiar, where exactly that is located in downtown, and maybe just briefly talk about phase one of that project.
Okay, sure. The Corner Oasis is more or less at the corner of White Street and Caldwell, somewhat across the street from the Mercantile. And we started the Corner Oasis project in 2022, and phase one is a sculpture that was created by Fitzhugh Carroll of Brooklyn, New York, and that piece he titled Flower and Industry. Then our second phase is the mural, which is a Zen mural. And so if you're getting the idea, the Corner Oasis theme is one of nature and the flora and fauna and biodiversity of our area and region where we are located in South Carolina. So we wanted to be able to provide a space that would enable people to stop, pause, reflect. Fitzhugh added an element of play into his inspiration points. So we believe, as a committee that selected these two artists' works to go together, we believe that it's the epitome of a Corner Oasis. So we're really thrilled and super excited to have the Mural Ninjas be our guides in this process of the mural making, because they are experts in the field, and we're just so excited to have been able to work with them.
Well, you know, they mean business, the Mural Ninjas, because they came in, or they're in the studio here with paint all over their clothes.
We're assuming they're leaving here and going straight there.
So, Bunny and Milan, you've known each other for roughly, what, 25 years?
Yes.
At least.
So you're like everyone's left hand and their right arm, right? You're like an old married couple at this point.
Absolutely.
Yes, we know each other probably better than our partners.
Oh, yeah. So how did y'all meet? How did y'all connect?
Work.
Yeah. Work. Good morning. Thanks for having us. As we drag ourselves in, we're night owls. And so it's special to be up this early for us.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, no, it's fun. We were working in special events, right?
Yeah.
You were, Bunny was my boss. I came in.
I thought I was.
Yeah. On the first day, and you were planning an event and had a bunch of centerpieces that was in this like old dank warehouse. Yeah.
It rained more inside than it did.
There were like buckets, like drip buckets. And I walk in and it's like empty, and there's like Bunny standing there with a bunch of tables and like parts of centerpieces. And Bunny's just very cool, calm, and collected. And that's the great thing about working with her. And she's like, we're like making like 30,000 of these. And I gotta go to an event and set up and here's some hot glue, and here are the parts, and I'll be back in 3 hours.
And you got to make it look good.
And I'm like, okay.
And your friendship grew from there.
Yeah.
Fast forward 25 years later,
yeah.
And y'all are still together. That's a good friendship for sure. So how did you get the name Mural Ninjas?
Ooh. We were tossing around names. I don't know. Like,
I guess like just we get in, we get out, we kind of do our thing.
Yeah, it was kind of a joke in that.
Yeah.
We are two of the older mural artists in Charlotte. It was kind of like we're pretty fast for old women.
We are.
And they are not old by any means. If you're not watching us, they are not old by any means.
We don't look it, but we feel it.
We know it.
And also it's kind of a nod at like our kind of ethnicity, culture. So like we're Blasian, right? And we're like, let's do something where like we're ninjas. Yeah.
Part of it was that we did the sidewalk murals.
Yeah.
We actually drew them with a bamboo stick and chalk or Sharpies taped to the end so that we could stand up and draw. And so it was kind of that. And we even have a couple videos on, not TikTok, on Instagram, where we're like biting.
That's hilarious.
Lucas is
going to go check this out after we leave.
Yeah. But when you have a name like that, you've got to live up to the hype for sure. So when you approach a piece of art or a wall, in this case, right, to do a mural, for those that are not artistically inclined at all, how do you even approach something like that? Do you draw it by hand and then paint it later, or do you just paint as you go? Like, what does that process look like?
Well, I mean, every project is different. Mm-hmm. We look at it through the lens of who. Where is it going? Mm. Who does it live with, right? Mm. And for this one, I mean, the Women's Art Initiative, we saw the call, and there was kind of an idea of what they thematically, of what they wanted, the inspiration of nature. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, this sounds like a really, fun, project to be part of. So from there, we looked at like what the flora and the biodiversity of South Carolina, mm-hmm. and so we just incorporated like the magnolia flowers. There's the Carolina wren. There's Carolina
butterflies.
Yes,
and Carolina jasmine. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's like, what is the idea? Who does it live with? Mm-hmm. Where does it live? And then go from there, and then draw out. Bunny's more of the hand drawer. I do design on the computer, and then we
put it together.
Mesh that together. We design together too, which is really interesting. And then from there, we get input from our clients, or the community if it's a community-based project, mm-hmm. and it's a dialogue, right? It's a conversation. Mm. And then we project it on the wall and start painting.
And what I think is so cool about that is, as artists, and we want it to to spark conversation. So it's really cool to me that you actually, that it is a conversation piece even before it comes to life, to then become a true conversation piece. And that's what we as the Art Women's Art Initiative want to do within the community. And we want to invite you to come and be a part of that conversation this coming weekend. So Carolyn, I'm going to let you give some details about the event that's going to take place on Saturday.
Sure. Yes. And yeah, bullseye. You hit the nail on the head in regards to that, visual dialogue and then literal dialogue and the collaboration is a huge aspect of art and design in general, but specifically public art. So we will have on this Saturday, May 11th, a community engagement event on site, which again is the corner of White Street and Caldwell. Everybody is invited to come out 1 to 4, and the Mural Ninjas will be there, Women's Art Initiative members and board members. We'll have some light refreshments and some activities, some origami creating and sidewalk chalk, just some happy times and conversation again, some dialogue.
It's going to be great.
Well, we appreciate again all of the work from the Women's Art Initiative. So check that out. Mural Ninjas, extremely nice to meet both of y'all. I know
Same
you're from
here.
The Charlotte area, but we appreciate you sharing your talents with us right here in Rock Hill. And check out the Corner Oasis when you get a chance to do so. Saturday sounds like a great time to learn more about it. It's